Thoughts on 1 Peter, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11, speaking and serving. Now we're continuing with, or Peter's continuing, with his concept of mutual edification. And this is all part of the progressive sanctification of the believer, the life of the ecclesia, mutually serving one another, mutually edifying one another. And he moves on to this theme as part and parcel of that, as an integral part of it. 1 Peter 4, verse 11, speaking and serving. You remember verse 10, each one should use the gift, whatever gift God has given. And here he comes. If anyone speaks, he should do it, or she, as one speaking the very words of God. If anyone serves, he or she should do it with the strength God provides, so that in all things and so on, God may be glorified. But let us stick with this. If anyone speaks, if anyone serves, speaking and serving. Now, what are we talking about here? What is Peter meaning here? This does not mean cutting sandwiches, serving. It doesn't mean doling out cups of coffee behind a counter. That's not what he's talking about. That wasn't there. No, it's all part and parcel of this mutual edification. Christendom services have replaced real service, real serving. Romans 12, 1-2, I beseech you, brethren, in the light of them God's mercies, you present your bodies a living sacrifice. This is your spiritual worship. Serve God by serving each other. And he spells it out in the rest of the chapter and in many other places as well. So teaching, speaking, serving, all this is part of this mutual expression, one to another, to glorify God in the mutual edification, reproof, rebuke, correction, instruction, whatever, of each other. Let's ask some questions. What, how, and why? What are we to teach? The catechism? The confession? The very words of God. God's word. This doesn't mean just literally teach people like parrots to repeat texts. Of course, there's some purpose in that. But it is teaching the doctrines, the principles, the truth of God's word, showing from Scripture what God is saying. As these people in the early days would have a letter read to them, they would discuss it and argue it out and see the meaning of it all and see the purpose of it all. They would develop it to one another and edify each other by talking about it. How? Not simply by natural ability, but as God gives strength. Each one should use whatever gift he has received as one. If anyone speaks, he should do it as one speaking the very words, not the very word only, but the very words of God, the plural. If anyone serves, he should do it with the strength God provides. It's God's gift, God's instruction, it's God's enabling. By the Spirit, no doubt. And what's the why here? So that in all things, God may be praised through Jesus Christ. This is the New Covenant Ecclesia. It's not the Christendom Church. Christendom Church, we go along, we sit down, we take part in the hymns or whatever, we make some responses, but the real thing is to look up at the pulpit and let the man speak to us for a monologue, whatever long he wants. One man band, clergy and laity, silenced by the majority, it's all organized. It's all carnal. It's all of the flesh, really. The Spirit can be working in it, but it's arranged, it's organized, it's sorted out, it's stipulated. We begin worship at 11 or whatever, and we conclude worship at 12 or 12:15, you see. It's all spelled out. What if God should do something different? Well, this is life in the New Testament. It's liberty. It's the experience and the enjoyment and the enthusiasm of these early believers. They made mistakes, 1 Corinthians 14. Of course they made mistakes. But the biggest mistake, what's the biggest mistake of a lot? To opt for Christendom, and silence and blotting paper. That's the biggest mistake. Of course, they make mistakes trying to teach, but this is how we grow and learn and develop. Of course, the clergy are frightened to death of this mutual expression. Dissension can arise like that. Troubles can arise, and all sorts of difficulties. Questions can be asked. But my friend, we don't know all the answers. But this is the way that God teaches us, not only to know the answers, but to grow together in mutual experience of Christ. Do all things that God may be praised through Jesus Christ. That's a tremendous thought, isn't it? That's a wonderful vision set before us. May we have the experience of it more and more. May we get closer and closer to it. May it be so. Amen.